Greetings, Boker Tov. This is a reminder that the most precious thing that you could possibly have, the highest level that you could possibly achieve, the most precious gift that you could ever receive, is something that you already have. You can work towards greater health. You can work towards greater wealth. You can work towards more fulfilling relationships, more fulfilling work. And all of those things are wonderful, but none of them even compare with this precious gift that you are already in possession of. But of course, to experience this gift, to really receive it, means that there has to be a space for it, an inner space, because as long as there's activity happening in the mind that you're absorbed with, or longing in the heart, worry in the heart, anxiety about what's coming up, regret about what's happened, all of that very easily obscures the preciousness of this gift. And though the gift is there, it appears to be insignificant. It's just merely the background to all the dramas and activity of your life. But if there can be a space in the drama and activity of your life, which really means a space on the level of mind and on the level of heart, where the mind can pause from its activity and become conscious of the space within which that activity happens. And there can be a pause in the longing or desire of the heart, so that there can be an appreciation of the space within which all feelings arise. Then there can be this totally different perception, which is that the background, the space which is awareness, the space which is the present moment, the space which is reality, all of these words mean the same thing, ultimately. That space is itself a wellspring of bliss, a wellspring of completeness, a wellspring of love, of creativity, of wisdom. That all of that emanates quite naturally from the space which is this moment, and which is also your awareness, which is also your field of experience within which everything is happening. So how do you open this space? How do you become aware of these qualities instead of them simply being in the background, hidden by the activity of your mind and the longings of your heart? Traditionally speaking, it begins the moment you wake up in the morning. Modeh ani lefanecha. Modeh ani lefanecha. I am grateful. I give thanks before you. Who's the you? The you is reality, existence, this moment. It's not a giving thanks to something or someone that's distant or separate from where you already are. So the moment you wake up and you say, Modeh ani lefanecha, I give thanks before you, there can be a connection immediately with the space, the reality, the moment that you're in. Melech chai v'kayam. Chai v'kayam, living and enduring. Because this moment is alive And this moment is completely indestructible. No matter how much disruption, distraction, misery, grief, failure, when anything that arises in your experience, good or bad, while it can completely obstruct connection with the present moment, it can never touch the present moment. It can never destroy it or affect it in any way. It's always there for you. The moment you want to reconnect with it, it's always there for you. Chai v'kayam, living and enduring. And melech, melech in the sense of, melech means king, but in the sense of sovereignty, that nothing can touch it, completely transcendent of all activity. Shehechezarta bi nishmati bechemla. Shehechezarta, you have returned bi within me. Nishmati, my soul. Because when I stop and become present, then soulfulness is returned. Soulfulness is there. The moment that you become aware of it and give thanks to the presence. Give thanks to the presence and you become present. Rabbah emunatecha. Rabbah, abundant emunatecha is your faithfulness. It's not even dependent on whether you deserve it or not. The emuna of Hashem, the emuna of existence, is that it's there for you as soon as you are ready to receive it. So this is a powerful traditional practice you can do every morning. As soon as you become awake on your bed or wherever you're sleeping, Mode ani lefanecha. Have a wonderful day. Many blessings.